Gillian Morrow and Harper Audio present Her Adventures in Temptation, a School for Scoundrels novel by Megan Frampton, performed by Zara Hampton Brown. To Liz, again. You're my Huckleberry. Chapter 1. At least the cake was magnificent. Myrtle sat splayed out on the ballroom floor, her evening gown billowing around her as she assessed which cake element to try next. She didn't generally approve of adding anything superfluous to cake, but she had to admit that the pieces of candied orange studding the top were delicious.
"Why?"
her brother asked, sounding beleaguered, which he usually did when speaking to her. It wasn't that she wanted to be aggravating. In general, she just wanted to swan around wearing beautiful gowns, eat delicious foods, and indulge her need. Some, including her brother, might say compulsion, to use her brain for more than just idle conversation and remembering which utensil to use at mealtimes. They all did the job to varying degrees. She didn't see why there had to be a fuss about it, but apparently it seemed that society, the world she travelled in unfortunately, having been born a Viscount's daughter, found it unsettling, perturbing, and disgraceful if one used a fish fork to retrieve an errant pea. But that wasn't what was making her brother, Lord Richard Allen, Viscount Leyburn, so irate, so aggravated. The siblings were alone in the ballroom, the rest of the family and their house guests having long since retreated to their beds. The party had been a rousing success, at least until Myrtle had spoken her truth, one that her brother apparently objected to. The ballroom was in the Leyburn country estate, a sumptuous, sprawling house with well over 100 rooms, situated on over 700 acres of land. The Leyburn holdings, not Myrtle's own charms she knew quite well, were why she had received so many offers of marriage, and thus far had accepted none of them. "I just told him the truth," Myrtle said with a shrug, attacking her currant slice of cake with gusto. It was yellow sponge cake with white icing, the aforementioned candied oranges a tart contrast with the icing and the raspberry jam filling.
"You told him, in front of everyone, mind you, that you could not marry him because he didn't understand Babbage's table of logarithms."
Richard pinched the bridge of his nose with two fingers.
"What do logarithms, whatever they are, have to do with marriage?"
Myrtle held up her hand to indicate that she was still chewing. Richard glowered at her, but she merely smiled, closed-mouthed, of course, what with the chewing and all, and he looked away. "The thing is," she said after she swallowed, "that it isn't just Babbage Mr. Oakes doesn't understand. I didn't want to tell him I would not marry him because he is stupid. That would be just rude." She shrugged again. "So I went with a simple notion, one his brain might be able to comprehend." A pause as she considered. "And understanding logarithms is essential in order to calculate interest on loans or payments, for example, how well an initial investment has done, and so on." She sniffed. "Mr. Oakes, or any man for that matter, needs to know basic math if he is going to handle my considerable fortune." A fortune which wasn't hers outright, unfortunately. Its control lay in the hands of her brother, and it seemed he was desperate to hand it over to someone else, just not her. It was completely unfair. It was also why she'd resolved to do whatever she could to help other unfairly placed ladies in similar situations. She would not sit by eating cake while others suffered. She could do a lot more good with her mathematical brain than if she married some lummox who merely required her to have a dowry and then produce a massive amount of children. Richard would not hear of it, however. Any time she'd even hinted at wanting something else, he'd gotten that look on his face, and she wondered if he was going to shut her in the cellar until she changed her mind.
"You have refused every offer made to you, and I estimate you have had no
Sample complete. Ready to continue?